I've never heard of anybody talk about a corn crib in the cellar.
Mm-hmm. Have you heard corn house?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I'm very urban.
What about the upper part of the barn, maybe where the hay is?
The loft.
Okay. And then often in a barn there's a place, or in a farm, there's a place where cows are staked or penned for milking.
Mm-mm.
No go. Okay.
What is it? Tell me.
They call it, well, it depends. Some places they call it a milk gap. Some places they call it a cow pen.
Oh, I would think a cow pen would, oh, I didn't know that's what a cow pen was. But.
Okay. Let me see. And there's usually a place on the farm where they send the stock out to graze. That's called?
Pasture land.
Okay. And, well, since you've lived in the city all your life, you probably don't know too much about cotton either, I would guess. But you probably heard this. If you've got a bunch of weeds growing up in a cotton field, what do you have to do?
You have to chop cotton. No. Yeah, I guess you do. Yeah, yeah. That's chopping cotton.
That's chopping cotton. Okay.
Chop wood.
Okay. let me see. And then you say cotton and corn grow in a what?
Row?
Yeah, or the
field.
In a field, okay. Then often around a field you'll have various kinds of fences. What are some of the kinds of fences they usually have on the farms that you know about?
Well, I guess we don't have many, what do you call those things that they have in New England? What's that, many, you know, those split rails? We don't have those.
Yeah.
I guess mostly it's barbed wire.
Okay. What about usually in closer to the house, you'll have a kind of fence?
Picket.
Picket fence. Okay. And you ever call that anything else, by the way?
A picket fence. No.
Okay.
What?
Paling fence? No? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and rail fence, you don't know about. Have you ever seen the kind that they have in New England where they have them sort of like that and then like that?
That's what I call a split rail.
Split rail
uh-huh.
fence.
Where they're
okay.
just supporting each other.
Okay.
And you don't have any posts.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Can you ever see a... You ever hear of a fence made out of stones? You ever seen any?
Only
of
when I read Robert Frost. No.
Okay.
Now,
okay.
They have those in North Georgia,
uh-huh.
but I'm
not around here.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Then you mentioned between the parts of a fence sticking up out of the ground.
Post.
Yeah. Okay. If you have more than one, you have
post.
Okay.
Posties.
Posties. Okay. Okay. Then moving inside the house, you serve. Let's say you're having company over for dinner. You'd serve them on your very best what?
China.
Okay. Going back outside again on a farm, they carry water in what?
A pail.
In a pail. Okay.
No, they don't. They carry in a bucket.
Okay. What's the difference?
I don't know. A pail is what people carry milk in.
Uh-huh.
A bucket's what I have when I wax the floor or wash the floor, you know?
Okay. What about what they're made out of? What is a pail usually made out of?
What? I guess a pail connotes that galvanized... whatever you call
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
And a bucket is usually plastic in 19.
Okay. Things. Okay. What about wood?
What about it?
You ever see, or if it were made out of wood, would you call it a pail?
I think I'd call it a bucket.
You'd call it a bucket then?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And then what do you use in the house?
Never call a wooden thing a pail. No,
no, that just doesn't work.
It's an old oaken bucket, right?